Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Federal regulators today adopted sweeping new rules for the credit card industry that will shield consumers from increases in interest rates on existing account balances, among other things. The rules, which take effect in July of 2010, will allow credit card companies to raise interest rates only on new credit cards and future purchases or advances rather than on current balances. In addition, consumers will have to be given 45 days before any changes are made to the terms of an account, including slapping on a higher penalty rate for missing payments or paying bills late. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending December 11th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year, 9.6. Corn this year, 24.1. Soybeans this year, 32.8. Next year, 0.2. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell, the Chicago Board of Trade, in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 88.09 is off 15.21. The NASDAQ 1574.14 is off 5.17. And the S&P 500 is at 902.61, and it is down 1.81.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And first off, we'll take a look at the weather for the Midwest Corn Belt and the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, because there are a few winter weather systems that are going to affect the region. First off, we have a powerful system coming out of the desert southwest that's going to spread precipitation across portions of the Corn Belt today into tonight and tomorrow. And for some areas, it's going to be heavy snow. For other areas, it's going to be a crippling ice storm. And for yet other areas, it's just going to be a nuisance with ice and snow. Here's what we're expecting from late this afternoon through tomorrow. We're expecting a band of snow to extend from Nebraska across Iowa, maybe extreme northwestern Missouri. That snow area will clip southeastern Minnesota, the southern half of Wisconsin, the northern third or so of Illinois, extreme northern Indiana, and extreme northwest Ohio, and all of lower Michigan will get some snow. Now, the heaviest snow is expected as this storm winds up across the heart of Iowa, far northern Illinois, then about I-80 northward in Illinois, southern Wisconsin, extreme northwest Indiana, and much lower Michigan. We're looking at generally a 4 to 8 inch snowfall there, but some areas could get more. And probably the most intense band of snow will be near the Wisconsin-Illinois border. So coming out of central and Iowa into east central Iowa into the Illinois-Wisconsin border. Some places there could get a foot or a little more. So that's where the heaviest snow will be. Now, south of I-80, snowfall amounts will be a lot less because there will be a mixed bag of precipitation, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. That will be coming across the Mississippi River and into northwest Illinois late this afternoon and over the rest of Illinois and Indiana this evening and continuing overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. South of there, heavy ice is expected. Some places will get more than a half an inch of ice accumulation. And the areas that will likely have a crippling ice storm will extend from the extreme northeast corner of Kansas and southeast Nebraska across a swath of northern Missouri, looks like north of Kansas City, to near and north of Hannibal, Missouri. So that northern part of Missouri, a large area there could get ice. And then across a swath of Illinois, the southern extent of the heavy ice, probably from around Quincy to Springfield, Decatur, Champaign, Urbana, Danville, and then on over into Indiana, probably around Kokomo. You go north of that line, up to where it changes over to snow, up close to I-80. It's in that zone where there will be areas that will probably have power outages, and some could last many days, and roads will become absolutely treacherous tonight and tomorrow morning. South of there, there will be some freezing rain followed by rain. So southern portions of Illinois and Indiana, much of Missouri and central Ohio could have a period of inclement weather for travel, but we're not anticipating a heavy snow or ice event there. So that's what's coming in initially. Then things quiet down on Saturday, and then a cold front comes through Saturday night into Sunday morning. We'll have some light snow with that, but more importantly, we're going to have temperatures that are going to be very cold. And on Sunday and Monday mornings, temperatures could go below zero over parts of northern and west central Illinois, single digits elsewhere. And back in the northern plains, teens and 20s below zero. We're watching the potential of winter kill of wheat over parts of eastern Colorado, far southern Nebraska, and western into central Kansas. Those are areas where temperatures could get down to zero, and we could see some problems with the wheat. So that's something to be concerned with early next week. Finally, going to South America very briefly, not much change. It's still hot across Argentina into Paraguay and southern Brazil, and that'll continue through the weekend. A few showers and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday as the heat comes to an end, and that would help with some temporary relief. But it's still pretty dry over much of Argentina and southern Brazil. More rain as you go farther north in Brazil. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Are you on the go and want to know how the commodity markets opened or closed? AM 580 Agriculture has the solution with our new Market Analyst Portal. Dial 217-333-3434 to get prices and commodity analysis from the opening and closing bells. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., giving you market analysis to make smart marketing decisions. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Let's check how prices fared in the overnight trade. Let's look at Kansas City first, where March wheat opened at 578 down a quarter. Last trade up 7 3/4. May 589 3/4 unchanged. Last trade up 5 3/4. March wheat at the boarded trade opened at 556 1/2 down one. Last trade up 8. May 570 1/2 up a quarter. Last trade up 6. July 583 up a half. Last trade up 8. March corn opened at 388 down 1 1/2. Last trade up 5. May 399 down 1 1/2. Last trade up 4 1/2. July 409 1/2 down 1 1/2. Last trade up 4. January beans 861 down 3. Last trade up 5 3/4. March 867 1/2 down 1 1/2. Last trade up 7. July 882 1/2 down 9. Last trade up 8 3/4. January soybean meal opened at 263 down 20. Last trade up 140. January soybean oil opened at 3085 down 15. Last trade up 12. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She's in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the overnights and also of the export sales report?
Overnight market kind of surprised me being as strong as it was, but that's just terrific. The export sales report on the corn was right smack in the middle of what the trade was looking at. I think we'll see continued short covering into the end of the year here. March corn's going to have a lot of resistance, between this $4 psychological level and 404, 405, but we'll be up 4 or 5 cents following the overnight trade higher today.
Soybeans equally a resistance around the $9 level.
Yeah, $9, maybe even around $8.90, something along that line, but I think we'll be 5 to 10 higher today. Just wonderful export bookings report. Came in much above trade expectations, another 5 million bushel above trade expectations, just shy of 33 million bushel. The palm oil and the Dalian exchange were both lower on the beans. The crude's at the lowest level since 2004. But we've seemed to divorce ourselves from that and want to talk about the stronger cash in the bean market. As I said, we'll be up 5, maybe as much as 10.
The wheat?
We a lot of talk about winter kill, eastern Colorado, Nebraska, all the way into southern Kansas, really cold temperatures the first of the week. Export bookings there were on the low side of things, but this is the first, technically speaking, the first rally we've seen that's bigger than previous rallies. That's a bullish sign of 5 to maybe 7 or 8.
Quickly calls over at CME Livestock, please.
On the livestock markets, I think the cattle futures will continue to work higher, probably modestly so. We've had a couple strong days up up 10 to 30, something like that. The hogs, I think, are going to be lightly mixed. Little fresh news there other than continuing slowdown in cash interest, probably a dollar lower in the cash.
Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, you're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.